Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Okay, Craig, as the designated journalist on the show.
Are you saying yourself, R.L. Craig?
I'd like a definition here. When do you think something no longer becomes breaking news? At what point? Is it 2 hours, 3 hours after the fact? At what point does it become a follow-up report rather than simply breaking news?
I think it should be at least.
And I think breaking news should have a pretty narrow window.
Well, I think some of the problems is they don't know when people are watching, but I do think 2-3 hours, maybe 4 hours later, it shouldn't be breaking.
I was going to say when hours. Yeah. Like if something like yesterday, if it happens in the early afternoon,
and nobody's around their TVs.
Once you've passed that time where everybody gets off work,
then it's still, yeah.
Then I think maybe you can stop.
Okay, so it depends upon the time of day.
It could.
The event
happens. There are a lot of people who aren't sitting around their TV at 1 in the afternoon. That's just us.
Right.
When Tiger wrecks his car, we find out about at 1 o'clock.
Everybody's
central.
Everybody's got a phone. I don't care.
Yeah, but I know.
You get your alerts on your phone. That's
some people are actually working, Tiger.
But there could still be people at 5, 6 o'clock in the evening who are just finding out.
There are some people who are supposed to be working that are scrolling through their social media feeds.
Well, I definitely think that way. You said you saw it about 9 o'clock last night. Yeah, it's not breaking then.
And it was still billed as breaking news with Don Lemon.
And once again, we did the whole first bit on this too, so let's try to keep this short. But I don't want to be what we're complaining about.
I just wanted Craig's guess.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted Craig's insight on when it no longer is breaking news and it's simply a follow-up report or something that we're following.
See, that's the trouble. It is.
Damn! I hate when I do that.
They bastardized the term.
It's a personal thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it breaking news to you?
Yeah. But there are so many hours it should just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
Occasionally I will see developing story.
Okay.
And I like that because that is no longer breaking.
Yeah. That doesn't stop people. We know why TV does it. So somebody stops.
Yeah.
If they're switching channels. Oh, breaking. Got to stay.
That looks a little more urgent.
Yeah.
When you say breaking news or, and at some point it's got to become, this is a story that we're following that broke several hours ago.
But Craig's the anti-news guy. He'll say breaking news, and he'll do who's taller or something like that. You know, I think we keep them on their edge.
Yeah. Well, again,
what's important? Or like it's National Pie Day.
I will
breaking
agree.
News, National Pie Day.
To a certain extent, it's a case by case basis. If it's new to you, then I guess it's breaking
it's
news.
New to you.
If you just found out about it, then it's breaking news.
Right.
But at some point, you are behind the curve if you're just finding out about it.
True.
There is a time element there, like.
Since it happened at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, you definitely got to go through the early evening hours because people do come home from work and don't know.
But by 8, 9 o'clock, it's not breaking.
Yeah. But how many times has this happened to you at home?
Every time.
The wife will be looking at something. So and so died. Craig mentioned that like 7 hours ago.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened. Yeah, we talked about
happens
that.
Happens to
the
me
show this
pretty much every freaking day, and it drives me crazy.
I know.
It's not her fault.
No, I know they mean well.
They totally mean well. Let's be careful. Okay, so what time is 6? Okay. 6 central. They totally mean well. It's just that our job, Push and I have talked about this a lot. Our job is to find out everything that seeps into our pea brains and keep it there and then spew it and maybe forget about it, maybe remember it. Most people's job is not that. I would say 99% of the people's job is not that. So I'm always mad at people for telling me stuff that I already know.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm wrong about that,
so I
try to tamp that down. It's on me.
Right. I should actually be appreciative
when
they pass that
They're
along.
They're trying to help.
No, let's not do that.
I also want to say, I'm way ahead of you.
Yeah.
This is my job.
It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy. And you're appreciative is not the word I'm – no, because our wives know what we do for a living. They should know, I get it 2 days later. I'll get it 2 days later. So, we talked about that, a week ago.
I might be more appreciative if it was presented this way.
Right.
Did you hear blah, 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 blah? And then I would say, yeah, Craig talked about that at 7 a.m.
But it's more of a statement like, hey, show us up. And, yeah, I know that. I know. It drives me crazy, but it's on us. It's on us.
Because you know why, Craig? Because at that point, it's breaking news to them.
It was.
They just found out about it.
It was, yes.
And it still drives me freaking crazy.
Yeah.
But what I have found out.
I'm with you,
Tom. On this particular subject.
Yes.
When someone says, did you hear, or whatnot. Most of the time, I have heard, yeah.
Yeah.
But occasionally, I haven't.
Occasionally. That's true.
And so it is not fair of me.
To bitch at him?
To be upset.
Yeah.
Because I don't hear about everything.
Well, I'm not saying, it's not definitely not fair to be upset. I tamp down that inner upset when I hear it. I go, okay, don't be mad. This is stupid. You should, just because you know it, everybody doesn't know it yet.
I mean,
yet.
Yeah, I won't be upset, but sometimes I will say, like,
it's a waste of your breath.
Way ahead of you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the worst thing to say.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I want to say that, well. Too. Yeah. But been there, done that, but, you know, that kind of crap.
I try to be, I don't know if the word's appreciative, but, you know, once in a while. Oh, yeah, I didn't hear that.
I want to turn and say, what do you think I do for a living?
That won't help.
I'm not going to do that either.
No.
I'm going to I'll say that here. I won't say it at home.
The day you come in with a couple teeth missing, we'll know you said it.
What do you think I do every day? You got little stories.
Yeah, most of the day we have our nose buried in some news site.
Craig and I have done this. I remember talking about this too. This is not so much. This is more of a pop culture thing. If you're in a room and people are talking about something and they're wrong about it, and not politics or not, you know, not opinions, seriously wrong about it. Well, I loved him in that movie somewhere. Oh yeah, he's really good in that movie. And
Kevin Costner was great as Forrest Gump.
Just stuff like that. And that's not that stupid. If I knew anybody that stupid, I wouldn't be hanging out anywhere near him. But I just little things. And then you hear it catch on in the crowd and you know it's wrong, but you're not in, you don't really know these people. So you go, oh, like if somebody sit behind you in a booth, you hear him talking about something that's wrong, you know, just wrong, not opinion, factual. You go, oh, God.
You're
so
dumb.
I really got to lean in there and tell them they're wrong about that, but I don't, you know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And it's usually pop culture stupid things and isn't like, you know, you're not going to upset their day. Oh, by the way, that was the Beatles sang that song, not this person.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah.
That's trivia it. Game at the bar,
right.
For instance. The classic rock trivia game at the bar. And, any number of times.
Yeah.
I've passed by there, and, you know, a long time ago.
Right, yeah. When they should play that.
Passed by. And someone's struggling with a question, and I will mutter the answer.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's the Beatles.
Right.
Or something like, nah, I don't think so, and they pick something else.
Listen to me.
I got nothing for you.
Listen to me.
That classic rock video game was at a bar back east years ago, and a buddy of mine, not in radio, yeah, likes music, but not in radio, he was amazed that I would just ace it. I said, this is what I do all freaking day. Said, if you as a government worker, I said, I couldn't do anything at your damn job.
Right.
But this is what I do. And if I don't know these answers, you know, I'm just stupid.
I may as well be you.
I might as well be you.
And
exactly.
When we're playing music all the time, that's what we do. Right. We would read up on the music.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember what my wife and I were talking about here. Just a week.
She was wrong and you're right.
No, just a week or two ago, and I said something, and she gave me that look like, why do you know that? And I went, you know, you really underestimate the amount of information I digest on a daily basis.
You know what I do for a living. That's my new comeback.
It's constant. You're just constantly.
I was just talking about this.
Digesting
pissed off
info.
At Christy. That's what I'm gonna say now. I was just talking about this morning how he's pissed off at Christy. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you. But remember, I could be like Todd. That's how I'll pose it today.
And there's your segment today of Tyler helping.
Oh, damn it. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you about that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So, yeah, the Tiger thing, a rod in his leg. And that's all I got right now.
Well, here's the other thing I got questions about.
Okay.
The fake snow. Apparently the snow in Texas was
I'm so tired of people giving
manufactured
conspiracy.
By Bill Gates. And yes. A lot of my friends in the ski industry would like to know how to produce that much fake snow.
Yeah.
If that's the case, if all the snow in Texas was fake, and there is a conspiracy theory out there.
No, but they're stupid.
All of it was fake because I put a lighter to it and it didn't melt.
Those people are stupid. And when they give them light of the day, and you're right, I saw that going around yesterday. It's even worse.
Yeah, but if they could take that
there's
snow.
There's one side of the aisle that like patronizes those ass.
And manipulate it however and dump it in the mountains of Colorado and New Mexico and Utah. It could possibly save the ski industry. So I don't know why they're not releasing that secret.
Just making of how Texas you make look bad.
The fake snow that covered square miles and square miles of Texas.
Bill Gates gets blamed for a lot. He must have a lair somewhere where he just has he's just in charge of everything. And he probably puts an iPad show on and pets a kitty and everything. You know?
I don't know when he became the liberal boogeyman.
Because he gives money to a lot of causes, liberal causes, you know.
That could be it.
Like population control, which also Buffett does. Too,
I know it's George Soros.
But Buffett's good salt of the earth, Nebraskan.
He funds all
who's
the...
Who's a libtard, by the way.
All the protests.
Mm-hmm. All the
Antifa, their nice little black uniforms.
See, I saw that fake snow story yesterday.
I couldn't even bring myself to read it.
Well, here's the problem, though. I saw it from people I know that were making fun of the story.
But then just retweeting it.
But you're still sharing.
Don't share it.
Stop that.
Yeah.
You're still amplifying the stupid.
Yeah, because you might get it, but you got a stupid friend.
Right.
You know?
Don't amplify the stupid even to make fun of the stupid.
Right. Because, if you're all your friends are sharing it, like my friends, somebody in that group's stupid.
Oh, yeah,
and
definitely.
They're going to buy into
it's
that.
Social media. There's plenty of stupid out there.
They're buying into, all kinds of stupid stuff.
I mean, I get it. I want to make fun of that stuff, too, but just don't reshare it. Because
not on social media.
You're not helping.
Yeah, no.
Well, I shouldn't have brought it up.
No, that's fine.
No.
I'm glad you're here because we have to shoot that stuff down. Just call people stupid. I hate the word misinformed, that kind of crap. No, just stupid. I'm done with that now.
No, that's
I'm just done with people saying they're misinformed or they got tramped down by, I was watching that QAnon thing on 60 Minutes, and they were talking about, family members that fell into that trap. And I want to say, you know what? Your family member is stupid. And I realize that there's other implications. Maybe they got stuck inside for 6 months and they got... fell into this trap. What? They're stupid then.
No,
then they're stupid.
They just don't have a lot of people, and it's just come to my attention recently, that a lot of people don't have critical thinking skills.
That's true.
I don't know how you develop those. But you
can't. You know why? Because you're stupid.
There's no excuse to be misinformed now.
No.
There's so many sources that you can check. But people don't question things. They just, that's a fake snow. That's the answer. Easy answer.
Right.
That snow was fake.
That was just to make Texas Republicans
look
bad.
To make Texas look bad.
Yeah. Well, I could buy that.
Everybody's out to get me.
Yeah.
So was it cold where there was fake snow?
Yeah, it was really cold.
Remember,
there was
conditions were right for it to actually snow. But the reason they say it's fake snow is because they take a packed snowball and they hold a candle to it and it doesn't melt. Well, no, that's how it works.
Yeah.
It'll turn into a slush ball
after
you put a little heat on it, and then eventually that slush will evaporate.
Yeah. Look, the thing isn't catching on fire. What's wrong with that? You're an idiot.
Well, there's those kind of idiots, and then there's this kind of idiot.
All right.
There's every kind of idiot.
Oh, my God.
And this may be in the same vein, actually.
Okay.
Mom and her four kids out of Britain. Was of the belief that Bill and Melinda Gates are introducing vaccinations and that they're going to be dangerous for her and her family. And she trusts traditional cures instead. And so she and her four kids
I have Newt
drinking urine for 4 days.
Oh, yeah. Sure. What happened to them?
Because it was because it would cure the COVID.
Well,
they're fine.
They drink each other's urine, just have a different taste?
I don't know and anything about this. Urine. Once I found that she and the four kids were drinking the urine to stave off the COVID, I didn't really care too much.
That's, the unfortunate thing is the kids have a stupid parent making them drink urine, you know?
Yeah.
Try the asparagus. It's really good. this time of year.
Oh, that's terrible.
I know.
Like, I hope they weren't real having asparagus. Tastes better, you know? I hope they weren't having asparagus. That'd be terrible.
You just picture Harlan Williams drinking that Dumb and Dumber, making that face.
Health experts do not recommend.
Or do they?
Drinking urine.
Or do they?
I got my own health experts.
People voted. Yeah. 74 million people voted for a guy that says maybe we should inject bleach. I heard that rap again yesterday.
Didn't Bear Grylls say that in a survival situation, it would be okay to drink your own urine and there's a way to filter it?
Technically safe, still could contain harmful substances.
And ours probably does.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, the ones you want.
Yeah, if it's drink your pee or die, yeah, go for it.
But I don't think it hydrates you as well as water.
No,
no, obviously. But you don't be on the water, you know.
But if that's your only alternative.
Like you're floating in the ocean, you can't drink salt water.
No, you can't. Well, you can't.
But how are you going to get the pee directly from the hose?
Yeah, it'll kill you.
You got to bend down, and it ain't going to work. We all tried that.
Yeah. Well, you probably have to wait till you really have to go, so your bladder's really powerful.
And shoots through the ocean?
No. Shoots. Oh, you're talking about floating in
the
ocean?
You're actually in the ocean.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, maybe float in your back and aim.
Yeah, you have to get lucky there.
Totally lucky.
Eventually, you'd have to get good, but in order to regenerate the urine, you'd have to drink water. So
you're
screwed. Yeah. Sounds like you're screwed.
Yeah. Don't drink urine, kids.
Unless.
No matter what your mom tells
you. That's a good point. No matter what your mom tells
you. It's a survival situation.
Unfortunately, some people get dumb parents raising you.
But don't drink it for the immune properties.
No. Speaking of dumb parents, there's another gender reveal story.
I think I sent that to Chris.
Is that the same gender reveal story?
No, it's a different one.
A couple days ago?
No, that was. This is New York State. This is a new one. Didn't turn out well.
Yeah, I've started just to let those go.
Well, a guy died. I'm going to say it.
The thing blew up on him.
Yeah, it didn't even make it to the party.
For him and his brother.
He was still making
it. Didn't he make it to the party, right?
Yeah, it was the dad.
The dad, 28-year-old dad.
It was
dad.
The dad.
Yeah, died.
Which that's actually...
Building a bomb.
Yeah.
In my mind, that's a little bit better because there were fewer people around.
Well, he didn't kill an innocent person.
Right.
He's a dumbass putting it together. It's a sad story because the mom's going to have this baby and the dad's not going to be around. That's a story.
Well, and the baby.
Right. Yeah.
You know, won't have dad.
Oh, that's right, too. Yeah. Well, dad was a dumbass.
Was it a blue explosion or a pink explosion?
That's I don't know.
No one said.
Who knows if they got that far.
I said,
we never hear, but... You know, those gender reveals gone bad. We don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Yeah, they should put it at the end of the story at least. Oh, by the way, it's a boy.
Obviously, they put that much effort into it.
I mentioned basically.
Please give us the report.
Yeah.
Just go to the doctor. If you want to tell family, tell family. You don't surprise family, wait till the baby's born. And a guy said him and his wife had a gender reveal party. They went to the doctor. The doctor told him it was a girl, and they drove home.
Yeah.
I love that tweet. Thank you, man. I don't know if you're aware, but
the gender reveal parties I've been to involve an ultrasound.
Right. Listen, I'm not even going to pick on swinging at a softball that explodes. Just the explosion stuff.
Oh, I'd pick on all of
them. Well, I would. You know, you open a cake.
Every single bit of it.
If people don't die, do it. I don't care. I think they're stupid, too.
No, but you got to blow crap up.
Or shoot. Anything that involves firearms or guns or blowing things up at a gender reveal party, people die. It happens all the time.
I'm all about freedom.
You want to cut a cake open and it says it's blue or purple?
Freedom, I am. I blow
That's exactly
stuff
what
up.
That is.
And I've never got that.
The only ones I do enjoy are the ones that you end up seeing on America's Funniest Videos where it's the little confetti poppers.
Right.
And the guy, of course, has it turned around backwards and shoots himself in the nuts.
The girl threw like a softball to the dude, and they make those softballs that either explode in the pink or blue, and he missed it. And the ball hit the ground by the home plate and just exploded that way. And it was like pink or blue. I'm thinking,
you had one job, man.
So your kid's going to suck at the plate. Yep.
Yeah, next time put it on a tee, apparently.
He was right there. You're right, Craig. They're all stupid, but I think the stupider ones are when people explosives or guns and die. You know, grandma in Iowa. You could do all these. You're right. Just stop
the cannons.
The cans that kill people, right. Yeah.
Didn't I see a story somewhere where like one of the first ladies who ever did one of these things, who like kind of started the trend, has said, stop doing that.
Right. Oh, stop explosions.
No, just stop doing gender. Okay. Like, I'm sorry that I started this. This is dumb. Please stop.
Okay, and here's my issue with that. Who the hell is she?
Yeah.
to tell us to stop doing crap just because we got the idea from her.
Yeah, I don't. You're right.
I don't know, but I admire her. Thank you for trying.
I think the worst
one. She's just trying to get everybody to go and stop. And
have you ever seen the one? There's one out there, probably more than that. We don't see them all on video, where the dick dad is pissed off that it's pink.
Oh, really?
And makes a face. He's just a douchebag.
I'm just not familiar with
that. Yeah, I saw one where it was pink, and he like threw something down.
Oh,
he was thinking, Jesus, dude, you are the worst.
See, that's the thing.
Right.
For most of us, it doesn't matter.
No.
We don't care.
No, I wanted healthy.
It's going to have the exact same amount of love.
Right. Oh, I never cared.
We don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, there may be an amount of curiosity.
I know my daughter wanted, my wife really wanted a girl, and I was real happy that our first was, when they looked in and said it's a girl, I was very happy.
I would prefer it
announced. Mainly for her. I didn't care either way.
Right.
Mainly for her.
Some kind of presentation where they're going to reveal whether or not they're going to keep the baby. That's what I'd like to see.
Todd went to one of those and then took off for Arizona, right?
An abortion reveal party.
I do like abortion.
Okay.
That's a Deadpool
that.
Name.
Yeah. That'd be more interesting. We're going to keep it or not?
Yeah.
Well, stick around. The cannon will tell you.
Which way's the cannon pointing?
Then if you're gonna get rid of it, you put the wife in front of the cannon for the second shot.
All right. Matt's going to give himself up here.
Were you at an abortion reveal party, Matt? That was a quick phone call. Go ahead.
No, I am them story for
okay.
the
That's fine.
Reveal.
Nobody died, right? All I care about is nobody died. I don't care if you hit a softball or throw some balloons in the air. As long as nobody dies, but go ahead.
No, I was hunting at the time a lot, so okay. I have a bow and arrow.
Bow and arrow.
A rather high-powered bow. So we used paint and some water in balloons and shot 10-yard balloons to reveal colors. And
well, once
two
again.
Two were pink and one were blue. Nobody got hurt. We had people upstairs, but yeah.
So you knew ahead of time which one it was, right?
My friends actually did it.
So
you weren't doing the shooting.
And why were two pink, one blue? I mean, was he a twins?
No. They did the two pink because it was a girl.
Oh, okay.
So it was, they're like, oh, shoot this one first, shoot this one next.
And they knew you were good at it, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. So once again, if you an expert with a bow also can be dangerous. At least you weren't drinking before you fired that off, right?
That's what I thought. that pause was an answer. That's what
I
thought.
Okay. Did you shoot the bow and everybody found out it was a girl? Then did you put the bow back in the truck so nobody else wanted to try it for no reason? Because if I was there, I'd want to try it. A buddy was in the, buddy of mine was in the bow and arrows years ago.
At least there were no explosives involved.
I'll give you that. You can still pick off grandma if somebody falls down, though. All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, man.
Good answer.
Here, hold my beer. Give me that bow.
Yeah. Yeah. But once again, the accidental bow shot in the movies, you know, freaks me out. You know, so it just flies into somebody's face or chest.
Yeah, but I can see the abortion reveal party, some kind of explosion, and Papa Don't Preach by Madonna comes on. I'm going to keep my baby. I'm keeping my baby.
Well, see, then that'd
be a nice twist.
Then there was the abortion reveal party didn't work. I went for an abortion reveal party. She's keeping it? I'm out of here. Letters to Jim, by the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.